And that was Mr. Fred Astaire, who has a last laugh now from his Steppin' Out album. This is The Morning Show. I'm Marcia May Cumber.
And I'm Lillian Myers.
And we are here with our next guest, Chelsea. Chelsea, what's your last name, Chelsea?
Runnings.
Chelsea Runnings from Impact 100. So for our listeners who don't know Impact 100 and what all they do, you want to fill them in a little bit because it's a really exciting nonprofit.
Yeah, it's a group of women. One woman, one vote. It's $1,000.
Yep.
And we raise money for the nonprofits in the Valley.
Yeah. You're a nonprofit raising money for other nonprofits.
Yeah,
it's pretty
exactly.
Cool.
I believe it was $297,000, I think, we gave away in this last year to the
wow.
Valley.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of money. So that's 297 members.
Yes.
In theory. Yeah.
Yes.
You started out with only 100 was the basic, and your group's grown a lot.
We have grown.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really good. So how long have you been involved with the organization?
I got in last November as their Next Gen member.
Yay.
Their new program.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Well, you got it, you know, got to bring along the next generation to help, you know, keep things all connected.
Yeah. It's
continuity and all that. So that's good.
It's fun, too.
So what do you like about it? What have you learned or
well,
people you met?
I'm not from here originally, so it's nice to live and work here and then just do something that I'm not just taking up space here. So I'm being productive in the community, I think, and putting my roots down. So that's been
good.
That's been fabulous. And the women involved are just amazing. I mean, they started this Next Gen program to get younger women involved, knowing that, you know, between 20 and 30, you may not have the $1,000 available to donate, but they knew that they needed to get a younger audience and a younger membership. So
right.
Women in the club pulled together to sponsor us. There's 5 of us this year. And
terrific.
So I think that just speaks volumes about the ladies in the club and the club itself.
That's very cool that you guys pulled in there. Well, some of us haven't been here that long. Lillian's got the greatest tenure for living in Sonoma Valley.
Mm-hmm.
You've been here...
1969.
Since 1969.
Yeah.
Okay. I've only been here 5 years, so Lillian's got a few years of residency on me on that. So,
so Impact's pretty great program. It also teaches different nonprofits on how to apply for their grants. And a lot of the grant applications, they give them classes, and the grant application can be used in other grants for other companies.
I was going to say that, because it's an art and a science to learn
right.
to write grants.
And so what's great about that is that they're teaching, you can go to their classes, they have workshops, and they'll teach you how to apply for their grants, because you have to apply for a grant for Impact 100 or you don't get the money. That's
right.
part of the process. And so they'll teach you how to do it, but then that grant that you do can be used for other types of grants. So you've got the basics sitting there, and you know exactly why you're applying,
right.
And you can identify your projects real well. And so I think that's one of the big pluses about Impact 100.
Nice.
Yeah, and if you don't get selected for 1 year, you get so many valuable tips on maybe what you could tweak for the following year when you apply to
exactly.
help you get picked for the next
right.
year.
Right.
Because I know a lot of organizations that have applied for Impact 100, they don't necessarily, you know, get what they were hoping for the first year, and they go back and they do get those tips on here's how to improve your application.
Yeah, it's a group effort. I mean, we're all broken up into different subsections for the grants, and we all say, like, oh, maybe if they would have included this little bit of information or how they plan to use the money in this way, and then we go back to them with that information so that when they apply next year, they're fully ready to do it and not going in blind, I think.
Uh-huh.
And remember, everybody out there, that it is a volunteer. So we're all, you know, Impact 100 is all volunteer.
Yes.
I don't believe they have hired anyone yet. No, it's all volunteers. So this is very important that they're willing to give up their time to teach other nonprofits how to do a grant, which is very hard to do and requires a lot of learning. So it's really kind of nice.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I didn't know how much work went into it.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
So you were mentioning that everybody gets divided into different little subgroups. So what happens within those little subgroups?
You get a number of nonprofits who have applied for a certain something specific. Of course, now that I'm on here, I'm going to forget what all the groups are called. But you, so there's six or seven of you, and you get maybe 10 or 15 different applications, and you review them. It could be anything from a new roof to new supplies to a new floor, new workshop stuff. And so we just divide the work up, and then we sit there and we decide, okay, these people are looking for something to help with their building overall. So mm-hmm. we only focus on the money that'll be going to the building, whereas another group will look at maybe supplies or okay. new products for the nonprofit.
Okay. So based upon what they're looking for. So right. a capital improvement versus unrolling a program.
Exactly.
Things classified as personal property. Right. Things like that. Very yeah. cool. Very, very exciting. So the awarding takes place, now I'm spacing it out, when that happens annually, June?
I think it was May, and this year I think it's June.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's June. Yeah.
Okay, so now you've got a whole year in which, what happens during the whole year leading up to the awarding?
We party a lot. Just kidding, we don't. we get the applications, we review them, we do a lot of meetings together to review why we think we should move these people forward, and then we do site visits where we go and meet the people who have applied. We look right. at what they're asking for. We kind of get a hands-on of why they're asking for it, and then we do a final voting process.
Right, and this takes a whole bunch of time, the review process and the final votes and the I remember hearing it from the past visits that they do that. So what is so for next year, for next spring/summer's awarding of the granting of funds, what's the deadline for submitting new applications? Do you know?
I need to double check on that.
Okay.
I'm mostly next gen, so.
So you don't have to look at that stuff.
Yeah.
But they could go to the website, and the website is. Oh, I stumped the band twice.
Hold on.
How about Impact 100 in Sonoma? You can
Google it. It is Impact 100 Sonoma.
There you right. go.
And can you tell us at all where the draw the lines? I mean, is it strictly Sonoma? Is it the Valley? How far do
geographically?
Geographically does that go?
The Valley, so to Kenwood.
So all okay. the way to Kenwood.
Yes.
So it's the
yeah.
Valley mainly.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And there are other chapters of Impact 100.
There
I know
are.
There's more in the peninsula, in Marin. I know there's Santa Rosa chapters. I don't know if there's more than one. I know of one up there near Fountain Grove.
Yeah, I know there is one in Santa Rosa, and there's a couple in the East Bay, I believe.
So moving this. So it has expanded over time, which has been pretty, pretty cool to have.
Oh, pretty
so
fantastic,
really
yes.
Yeah. So, well, Chelsea, thank you so much for being here today and filling us in on what that is.
Yeah.
If we have any listeners who are interested in joining or learning more about it, our women listeners, how do they do that?
They can go online and fill out an application on our website.
Okay.
There is a special application for the next genners. That's women 20 to 40.
Okay.
The application for that is due October 1st because there is a little bit of a vetting process. We review the applications, and then you will be interviewed in a little get-together. It's very informal, not scary at all, like a job interview. and then for anyone who's interested, I am hosting a farmer's market table with some of the ladies tomorrow by
Very
the Rose
nice.
Garden across from Sebastiani. So if anybody wants to come and mingle and learn a little bit more and have some snacks and some refreshments, come find us.
Okay.
Wonderful.
All right. And I bet you'll have a little signage out there so people can...
A sign, and we have a green and white checkered picnic table.
Okay.
All right.
Green and white checkered.
Yes.
Easy enough to find. So, well, Chelsea, thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.